What do you think the Iran nuclear deal, if anything, portends for U.S. sales to the Middle East? President Obama is about to call a meeting at Camp David with the leaders of all the Gulf nations. Do you see them exploiting that to call for increased military purchases from the U.S.?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, you would think a reduction of tensions should reduce the arms sales, but the Saudis have been screaming about the deal, saying, well, you're letting Iran off the hook, which is not the case, and therefore you have to bulk up our armaments, which is kind of insane given the amounts that have already gone there.
So how does the Obama administration spending on military weapons and is it the Obama administration spending money on military weapons or just allowing the weapons to be sold to these countries? And how does it compare to the two terms of the George W. Bush administration?
Well, primarily these are sales because the Saudis and others in the Gulf can afford them. The exceptions being aid to Egypt and Israel, which are the biggest recipients of U.S. military aid. Under Bush, they sold about $30 billion less than the $169 billion of the first 5 years of Obama. So already in 5 years, he's outsold what Bush did in 8 years.
And what does this mean for war in the world?
Well, I think we're seeing the results now. As they mentioned in the prior segment, Saudi Arabia is using U.S. weapons to bomb Yemen. Civilians have been killed. Egypt is not exactly a democratic regime, as we know. Now they've opened sales again to them. They've supported dictators for many years prior to Obama, which helped, on one hand, spark the Arab Spring, but also has armed the counterattacks by places like Egypt and the Saudis. The Saudis going in to crush democracy movement in Bahrain, along with the government there. So it's been a force, a negative force for many years, but I think it's spinning out of control now.